In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, not quite, but it's getting closer as DOC and Double D, we're pulling this wagon uphill, and it won't be long before Coach Sheehan is back in his time management position doing his thing. But I've got to alert all of the DMV and especially K-9 Nation that I saw a man that looks extremely fit with baby pythons and a beautiful tattoo on his knees in a studio about to be sacrificed for the interests of entertainment. Didn't they explain yourself, as I see on social media, that you appeared to be a guy, a sacrificial lamb or so, on the junkies this morning, and I'm wondering, where's EB? And why were you, and again, where's Eminem? I thought they had their own sacrificial lamb. Why you?
Well, so Doc, you say sacrificial lamb. I volunteered for the punishment that I endured. I was on the junkies this morning. Well, not on it. I was just around. They had AEW wrestler Mercedes Moné live in studio, as you very well know. I'm a massive pro wrestling fan. I love Mercedes.
Oh, absolutely. Love it. Well, where was the Rooster?
He's not in today. So
Mercedes he's another promotional came in. Deal. Okay.
She is the former Sasha Banks in the WWE. She came in. I've been a fan of hers for a long, long time. I love getting to meet and interact with professional wrestlers. And, you know, I was in there talking with the fellas when they had her on, and they were like, we need to do a bit. Like, if you have a pro wrestler, someone with her skill set, her athleticism, like, you got to take advantage of it. So I looked over at Valdez, and I was like, do you want her to chop me? And then his eyes lit up. His eyes lit up like a Christmas tree in August, but his eyes lit up, and he said, yes. So then Drab and Valdez, they got in the ears of the guys, and they said, we're going to have Mercedes Moné chop Denton. So I went in there. I removed a little bit of clothing. If you're going to take a chop from a pro wrestler, it has to be skin on skin. You know, it's the rule of the game. You need a nice sound, and you also need to see the after effects. And there was a ripple effect on the chest. So I took a couple. Had to get down there, make sure that the television audience, you know, they're on Monumental, could see it. Held the microphone to make sure the sound was good on radio. And let me tell you, she hit me like I stole something from her. I mean, I don't know if I look like someone that stole money from her at some point, but she just about caved my chest in. There are photos of it on social media at The Denton Day on Twitter. It was an experience, Doc. I don't regret it. You know, I love pro wrestling. I've never been a pro wrestler, but I love pro wrestling. So getting to interact and have fun with some pro wrestlers and hopefully make her life a little bit more enjoyable. You know, I know that these media things and junkets can be kind of tough sometimes. Their job's difficult. So if she can get a little bit of enjoyment by slapping the tar out of me, I would say it was worth it. So if you want to see the video, it's on social media. She hit me good and multiple
times.
Yeah,
I'll put it up on X as well. At Rick Doc Walker on X, and I want the K-9s to take a look. I'm proud of you. I can't wait to get a reaction from the Rooster when he finishes his media-filled day. Of course, there'll be a certain part of this listening audience that would love to have seen the Whale get slapped that way. That might have been a reverberation heard around the DMV. That would have been very interesting. Good work on your part. Hey, man, take one for the team. I'm surprised that Eminem didn't put wages on this. He didn't find a way to turn this into a wager. But the Junks, no, it was a, they had they were on fire today. That was good programming and good operation. And we got some college football last night. And I mean, for you, a guy who is all over college ball, you knew that this was going to be a check. This was not going to be a layup for the Colorado Buffaloes, because this was a dangerous opener for them, in my opinion. And they survived it. But it was close. And I think, where'd you play on that, or did you play that?
So I didn't play anything yesterday. Okay. I felt bad. I had a lot of people texting me throughout the course of the games last night, and I was texting back and forth with the coach on, like, if we wanted to attack this one. I think he actually ended up playing it. I did not, because I was a little afraid of North Dakota State. You know, they're such a good team.
Yeah, North Dakota, yes.
Granted, it's an FCS team and not an FBS team, but talent is talent. Mm-hmm. Coaching is coaching. And, you know, their offensive coordinator did a wonderful job of getting their guys in space in the early portions of the game, and it was very clear they were just like, all right, where's Travis Hunter? We're going to throw away from him. And as long as you're going away from Travis Hunter, good things seem to happen for North Dakota State's offense. I thought their defensive line did a really good job. I'm worried about Shador Sanders. He looked awesome last night. He put up a bunch of yards, bunch of touchdown passes, but he's running for his life. And when you start to play teams like Nebraska and Baylor and Arizona, Oklahoma State, all these other teams they have on their schedule, it might be a tough ride for the Buffaloes. Certainly a lot tougher than I thought. I had them as a bowl team. I don't know if I feel more or less confident after what I saw last night.
Travis Hunter, he's that dude. I mean, he's all of that. I was a little surprised that the game plan wasn't more geared towards establishing the run and really making that commitment to be a run team and letting that offensive line tee off as opposed to being protection. Now, they protected better than they did last year. That I'll give them eyeball tests. I saw that. But again, you're right. They're going to be facing a little higher volume athlete as the season progresses. But, you know, wins are, I mean, like kerosene, man, on a fire. You get a W in your week, they were under a ton of pressure. Place was packed. They've been the brunt of almost most of the news topics all week. Prime having arguments with media, blah, 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 blah. The place was juiced. Had they failed to get that done, it wouldn't have been an embarrassment because of North Dakota State's pedigree. They caught him in a coaching with a new coach. And so that's why I really was proud of their effort with a new coach, which takes you a minute. But they looked smooth. They're going to be what they always are. They are the class of their category. So that was interesting. Interesting. And the shot, I don't know. I haven't had this is where Sheehan would be in. He'd know exactly how many eyeballs were on it. With Alcaraz and the, I guess we consider an upset, a loss at the U.S. Open. It's been really cool going bouncing back in and out of that. But it is, you know, it is what it is. And I thought it was good. And I was wondering the anticipation of it. I mean, for Howard, last night, as we mentioned, that kind of went as scripted. I don't know. I don't think you played it, but at least it was. We gave him some eyeballs to that. Was there any other upsets in your mind?
No, I mean the UNC Minnesota game was a fun one at the end. That was a late kick. I didn't love the 9 p.m. kick as someone that had to cover all these games, but
yeah, that's brutal.
And then get up in the morning, but that was a fun game. I mean, kickers, man, you got to have a kicker. You got to have a kicker. Minnesota with an opportunity to win it. and he hooks it. He'd already doinked one. Yeah. I mean, that's just a rough way to go out for Minnesota. That was a fun one. I don't know technically if that was an upset. I think the line went off at UNC -2.5. The line moved like crazy for the entire week, but I believe Minnesota was able to cover it, even though they didn't win.
Yeah, well, it kept it going. I was wondering, was there a shot that was heard around the sports community all the way around the board? The receiver deal now, man, is just amazing. Ayuk, I don't think most of or any of us were surprised. I just felt in my gut that that was the way to go for him. I just don't know how you leave Frisco and what they have and what they've demonstrated and where they are for the options that he had. I don't know whether you believe, you know, the agents versus the front office, and that's the deal he could have had 4 weeks ago, but he also was able to get out and miss camp and go with the deal. I still think the story that I'm most concerned about, not that I care, but it's interesting to me, is the action in Cincinnati. And I wonder where you would push your chips in on the Bengals, who to me, I'm shocked they signed Burrow. Stunned. But in this case, I don't know, dog. I don't see Mike Brown breaking down.
You're skating past the lead here, Doc. We should be celebrating the fact that we don't have to deal with any other tweets, any other rumors of Brandon Ayuk to Washington, the rumor mill, rumor in all caps on Twitter. The trade talks are back on. Like, I'm so glad and happy,
yeah,
and we should be celebrating in the streets that debacle is over. He was never going to come here.
Never come.
He never wanted to come here.
Never.
He used our quarterback as this like weird side piece in an attempt to garner some sort of leverage for a place that
he
never intended to leave.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he's there. He's a great player. But the way he handled this offseason stunk. And the fact that our general manager and our front office was intelligent enough to not fall for the bait, because we know in years past they would have given him $200 million. He wants to come here, we'll give him $200 million.
Yeah,
it's nice to have a smart front office.
Yeah. Trent Williams, what is your crystal ball? You get any feel for that?
None of the 49er guys are leaving. They're not going to leave.
Yeah. I just was crazy, and I had a crazy notion. It must have been a dream. I thought, wouldn't it be wild if they – I'm glad they didn't go after Ayuk. He lost me when he kind of jeopardized his buddy's credibility in a new environment. That, to me, was reckless. But then again, he's a toddler. And then I thought, Mike Trent, is there any possible? Should I even entertain the thought that I was a little surprised that we didn't go after an experienced corner, especially one that they knew and had background on? Then I'm wondering, would it be crazy for me to mention even the thought of Trent Williams discussed?
Nothing is crazy, but no is the answer. He's not coming here.
All right. I just thought I'd throw it out there. I said, well, thought of crazier things. I said, well, the lack of aggressiveness on the corner deal, that's what made me just at least throw it out there. And the only thing crazy is not throwing any idea out. Holding on to ideas, that's crazy. Throw it out. Let's see, because you never know. So are you and I on the same page with whatever happens in Cincinnati?
No, they're going to sign Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, you think Mike Brown will bend?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay. What's the point of owning a team if you have a guy that can help take you to the Super Bowl and not keeping him? No point in that.
Man, they've done a lot of things that there was no point to it. But, okay, I hope you're right, because it's just Joe Burrow, who now, and you hate to label anybody, but the question is, how many games is he going to play? And should there be a over-under on that? And it starts to be really, it affects you as the athlete when people are mentioning you now being like, you know, a big lighter. When are you in and out? Not that you want any of that to happen, but facts are facts. Some guys never miss. Some guys have a hard time staying upright. And they were able to win some games without him, which really magnifies how many backup quarterbacks played last year. A lot of them did, man. It's a rough spot. Really a rough spot. And also, you know, I don't know how much it was mentioned, but we don't, guys that leave here don't usually get picked up. I was kind of, it was interesting to see a few former Commanders were actually picked up by other teams yesterday. That doesn't happen a whole lot. I mean, I know we've been talking about how many guys were out, but I thought that was at least deserved a mention. And then, of course...
Well, it doesn't happen because the guy that was picking the team for the last 40 years wasn't exactly great at talent evaluation. Can't wait to hear him on NFL Network, though.
Oh, man. Is the network... Well, are they lucky? Man. And how about Wisconsin? They pulled off a coup, didn't they? Jack Del Rio, special assistant. And you do know, because college is so much like the pros now, you probably do need some more or less like a GM. And I think they'll do fine with Luke. That'll be interesting. Very, very interesting. They call it Fill the Shell. Mike Locksley, the Maryland Terrapins, college football, Huskies. Now, what's your gut on that one? Or is it too soon for you to reveal one of your picks?
No, Maryland's going to win. I don't know if they're going to cover the 20.5. It's a big number, but UConn sucks at football. They're not a football school. They've never really been a football school. Admittedly.
Is Morrow still... Not Morrow. I thought one of the Bruins had left. Yes, yeah, it's hard to keep up. What is going on?
No, you're right. It is Jim Morrow who's their head coach. Yeah, but they're a disaster of a football program.
Oh, so they've got none of the basketball fortunes to rub off on them. Okay.
No, I mean, they care about their basketball school. They're obviously a damn good basketball school. They don't lose a lot. Yeah. They don't pay that much attention into football, which is fine.
I'm glad that I love the deal, Fill the Shell, because they deserve better. They're working their tails off, and they want to get, I mean, with our area, the population, it's not asking too much. And to show some love and pack that joint up, be a lot of interest on it. I can't wait. I don't know if you said it's too soon for you to lay out some of your selections, your picks, so you can help others be as prosperous as you are. So it's too soon for this. Can we tease them?
Well, you got to do it later. You got to do it later in the show. You can't do it.
No. I'm just saying. But we got to just at least let them know that if they hang in here, they might be blessed today by didn't they?
They'll definitely be blessed. I mean, if you're really lucky, we might even get a couple of picks from Kevin before the end of the show.
Kevin? Kevin Sheehan?
No, the other Kevin.
Oh, okay. Wow, you had me going for a moment. Yeah, you definitely did. Dak Prescott, we've not mentioned America's team thus far, says no deadline on talks. And I know we're all just hanging on to every word that happens in Big D. Oh, let's step aside. We'll take a break. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, DOC and Double D. Team 9 listener line is 301-230-0980. Are you happy to see college football back? What are your What's your gut tell you? We should be on a good vibe right here. Burgundy and Gold. We'll be back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know, if you got a chance to see five on the field afterwards, getting some passing in. One thing about it, you know, you go through camp and all of a sudden you juggle it up and you got practice squad, guys coming back in, getting reps, happening all the way across the league. I have to look out and see when I see Taylor Heinicke that the Chargers traded for him. And shout out to Heinicke, man. Proud of him. Hanging. We know what he is, and what he is he's a fighter. And the dude gets the job done, and he makes the best of what he has. What was your reaction, DD?
Cool. That's it.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
He's getting traded. People are going to complain about him still not being here. It's fine. We're on to bigger and better with Jaden Daniels. I'm happy for the dude.
Oh yeah, but yeah, that was. I'm not. Yeah,
that was the extent of the reaction.
Of it. Yeah, he's not like a mascot. The guy can play, and people are seeing his value through it. And no, I'm glad at what we have, but I just thought he's earned that, and shows you leadership is a good thing. Jacoby starting. I don't think any of us alarmed of that. You thumbs up or thumbs down on Brissett in New England?
I mean, I told you this was how it was going to go. I think it should have been Drake May. I don't know why Jacoby Brissett landed in New England knowing that a young quarterback was going to be breathing down his neck. Hopefully he plays well. That roster stinks, though. I mean, it's not a good roster, so he definitely has an uphill battle ahead of him.
But isn't that why you bring your vet in so he can be the punching bag? You don't want your prize bull get beaten up in there.
Well, that's if you're in New England, but I mean, from the perspective of Jacoby right. Brissett, why would you willingly go get beat up? Like, there were other places you probably could have played and not gotten killed.
Give me one. Name one.
Las Vegas.
You know, dude, I cannot argue with you. I don't like what Las Vegas has done. I just don't see it. I'm pulling for my guy down there because he's a great dude, but I think Jacoby understands what he can do in New England. I mean, that's his original birthplace as a quarterback. I mean, there's a lot of things I think he's good at, but some guys get pigeonholed as a backup, or this is where we think you are. He's shown he can play, but you got to get people support. And then a lot of it's fortune. Are you at the right place at the right time? And, you know, things work out for you. It's going to be interesting. But that's the beauty of this. No one really, truly knows. What we do know is that preseason stinks. And I don't know if there's a way to fix this. You got to get people acclimated to the game, the youngins. You also can't afford to lose people. You don't want to break people's bodies apart. Yet you have to get them in football shape. Yet most people don't get to tackle until games. I think we have a legitimate issue here. And I'm not certain I have a solution to it. We know what they're trying to get. And they're going to get 18 games. You agree?
At some point they will, yeah.
So how do you fix is this? Do we just manage through this? How do you fix this?
Well, what do you think? What do you think needs to be fixed?
Well, the quality of the games is miserable. You're asking full ticket for a half behind product. You're not playing most of the people that people want to see play. You know, we've been talking about this over and over that September is marginal by design. Are we going to just accept this? Is this just the way it is? And maybe it is the way it is. But I just can't accept it based on the way that it's set up. Because there's no discounts being busted out for the most part. You're asking full ticket for a marginal product. And it's like I'm gagging. Just trying to get to the regular season is my point. But if you're good with it, then okay.
Well, I mean, what's your solution to it? I can't find one. Unless you just want to scrap the preseason altogether and just do joint practices. But outside of that, like, there is no – you can't make them play in the preseason. You can't force anybody. That'd be silly. Because if that's the case, they just would scrap it altogether. So I don't know. Unless you have a solution, I don't see a solution.
Well, baseball – well, okay, college doesn't have – preseason.
They have a spring game. They got one spring game.
They have spring game in the spring.
Yeah, but they also have, if you look at like all the big programs, like they have layup games. Like look at most of the scores from yesterday. All the top 25 teams destroyed the opposition by like a margin of 45 points.
But what I'm saying is that I would rather that and have the starters play in it than this.
But all the starters aren't playing. Like most of the starters, I mean, Colorado played all their starters because they played North Dakota State, but like most of the starters in Missouri were done by the first half.
Okay, you said done by the first half. You're not seeing these people almost at all. They're not even dressed. We've got four or five guys that haven't been suited up at all. Now they're veterans. You don't need to see them playing that, but I just go, well, if college can do this, then why can't the pros? If you want to get to 18, for God's sake, get to 18. Get to 20. But play the people we want to see play is all I'm saying. This is horrible. Now, maybe it's just to me and people my age that have seen football from a different level. Maybe for the younger people in here who look at football differently. You look at it through fantasy, through wagering. You have a different viewpoint of the game. You're okay with it because you can still fulfill your needs out of it. You don't need the contact. You don't need that. You just need the results to fulfill your deal. And that may be the way it goes. And I'm good with it. I'm just not good with this and what we're seeing. And at some point, you just got to come up with something better. It's got to be a way. I can't wait for them to legislate or whatever the heck they want to do to get to these 18 damn games, get to it, and come up with a better solution for this summer entertainment. Because this, to me, absolutely blows. Make that 301-230-0980. I'm just saying, if you got a solution or counter it, I am dying to hear it. That would be fantastic. What say you, Denton Day?
Well, I mean, I don't have a solution. Like, I don't have a solution for you. The preseason gets people on rosters. Unless you just want to do joint practices, you can't make those games count. I don't love the idea of 18 games. I thought 16 was fine, but I understand money is money. Okay. There's no other way to do it.
All right. But don't blame the brother for trying. Maybe it's just a generational thing. That would be good. Can't wait to see when it does get together. And for the first time, we'll see. Not that we needed to see him in the preseason. Can't wait to see Brother Wagner put on that uniform and go down. It was great. I thought Grant and Danny did a great job with DQ and Adam Peters just having dialogue about their style and what they want to do and how they're doing it. I thought that was good. We're getting there, you know. It's step by step. It is a process that I do understand, and we'll move forward accordingly. Is it are we going to trend things up or take can we just take a regular break? You want to get to trending?
Major League Baseball, Nats in action tonight at home. They welcome the Chicago Cubs. Going to be Jake Irvin on the mound for the Nats. First pitch at 6:45. Hoping the weather clears up just a bit. You can hear that on 106.7 The Fan. In the NFL, Brandon Ayuk staying in San Francisco. We can all pretend to be shocked by that one. 4 years, $120 million. That's $30 million per year. Less than the rumored $32 that was offered by both Cleveland and New England. $76 million of the $120 is guaranteed to Brandon Ayuk. In Miami, the Dolphins and Mike McDaniels agreed on extension through 2028. Miami now has McDaniels, Tua, Tyreek, and Jalen Waddle locked up for years to come. In the U.S. Open, Carlos Alcaraz falls in straight sets to Botic van de Zanschoop. Totally got that one right. But Carlos Alcaraz, number two player in the world, falls in straight sets in the second round. College football last night, Howard kicked off their college football season. They fell to Rutgers by a score of 44-6. Local teams in action. Terps host Connecticut on Saturday. Virginia Tech traveling to Nashville to take on Vanderbilt, and UVA hosting Richmond on Saturday. And that's what's trending.
We've got treats today for you, and they come in form of Ben Standing and Scott Jackson. Ought to be a whole lot of fun when we get those two guys together and start talking topics. Should be interesting. Standing at noon and Jackson at 12:30, and Ben has a real interesting deal he does. He does a lot of things that are interesting, which is what separates him from the pack. But when he gets a chance to tap in with the general managers throughout the league, I think that's real interesting. And him and, of course, the coach, they both cut from the same cloth, man. And they do, the mock schedules. Mock? Do you do a mock, your own individual mock?
For the schedule, no. He puts so much work into that thing.
I mean, like, you know, Sheehan and Ben, seriously, they're two of a kind, man. These two dudes do things that's what separates them. That's why they're both future Hall of Famers. I mean, but Standing deal, this deal with the GMs, they're interesting. Can't wait to get him on. I forgot to ask you about Shohei Ohtani and the dog decoy. Did you get into that? Was that your kind of thing, or did that a zero for you?
I saw something about it, but I was so locked into college football yesterday, I didn't see much.
Yeah, I know you and this college. Yeah, you. But hey, that's why you, because it's called laser focus. Yeah, it's called laser focus for a reason. So I'm not mad. I hope in terms of the Commanders, I sure hope Noah Brown's body holds up for him, because this could definitely be the answer that they need, that they've been looking for, to get the kind of guy they want. They know what they've identified what they're looking for in their positions, that they have a mind, an idea. And I think that's the first start to what I'm looking for in the people developing my team, an idea of what they're looking for, not just randomly getting lucky if somebody hits. No. Know what you're going and help develop it to get a result. Not just hoping to strike gold, but to learn, you know, how to develop and turn the product into whatever you want it to be. I think it's novel like that. What's your gut telling you right now about the wide receiver position?
On this roster, I mean, I'm excited about Noah Brown. That excitement is, I would call it, what's the word I'm looking for? It's realistic excitement.
Tempered.
Like tempered expectations. Yeah. I'm not anticipating that this guy is going to come in here and go for 1,200 yards. That seems over the top, but I think he will be another option to have on the outside, whether he ends up being wide receiver 2, 3, or 4. Just a nice big body, especially when you get down to the red zone, the ability to go up and make contested catches. I do think they will find a place for him inside the offense to where we look back in a couple of months and say this was a really good move by the team.
Yeah, I also think that it should go, we should give him a fun bunch high five and trust Way locking in on 10.
Well, speaking of the fun bunch, I mean, how about you being put up in there in the facility? Did they ask your permission to put you up there? I know that you got to go through the agent to get you up. Your artwork now officially.
Man, I'm a part of a team. It's not an individual thing. The bunch is a group. So, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
You haven't seen the picture?
I was a part of a team.
Yeah, I see the Walker nameplate on that thing.
That's what happened, but that was a part of a unit. I mean, that's like, you don't separate SEAL Team 6, do you? You're just part of a unit. So whatever happens in that, I mean, it's part of a unit. The whole unit is being, whatever they do, it's the whole unit that's into it, which was a hell of a group. And and again, everything was for Art Monk because we lost our gun to injury. And so everybody had to kind of slice that pie up to equal. It took everybody in the group to make up for his loss in terms of a contribution. And that was the whole genesis of the bunch. And that we were going to jump till he got back. He came back against the Cardinals and out in St. Louis. And the first game he came back, of course, he scored, and we jumped. That was the most significant jump. And then the rest of the base took it over. And then in Dallas, of course, of all places, they tried to disrupt and did disrupt the fun, which created a post-off fun for some. And that just kind of, you know, it became its own entity, but not individuals, the base and the group and the team. About winning. And none of it matters if you don't win. There is nothing to me in football that accounts to anything if we don't win. The group, you know, was elevated through it. So that was good group. And that's why when I've been hearing all this talk about size, I keep thinking about the Smurfs. Did you guys not remember what happened? Was capable of? Saw Virgil at the last alumni meeting. Virgil C., Alvin Garrett. These dudes, man. Crazy, freakish, Charlie CB. Charlie Brown, it to me, personally, does not get his due in this town. You talking about a bad man. CB was a beast. Just ask Daryl Green next time you get him on a microphone and ask him about that crew. Ask him about Alvin Garrett. Ask him about those guys. That Fun Bunch group, man. Donnie, Clint, Harmon. It was interesting group in an interesting period of time. And if you don't win, none of it even matters. But because we did win as often as we did and how we won, that is, it's a great, great sense of pride that comes out of all that. So it's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing. But where we're going now is a whole new ball game, brother. And seeing this group create its own identity, And that's what I'm excited about, getting behind that. And because, you know, Zion went off the other day after the draft. I saw he cleaned it up last night on overtime. Because you gotta like where these guys are going, because they have a plan and they're following their plan. They're not randomly going into things. These people that they're attracting to the team now, they're attracted to the team based on the staff they have here now. I mean, Lance Newmark, I mean, he has had his eye. On players since he's been doing this. So, Day, Watkins, all these guys, man, this didn't just happen by accident. These guys know what they're looking for, and they're going out to find it. Now, once you get them, then they've got to be, you know, blended into this stew to make sure it all works. I saw some flicks last night on social how they're out afterwards. There's going to be a lot of people staying out after practice, working on little things, trying to close this gap. This Labor Day weekend, lucky there's no opponent. You got a lot of time to rest and also to catch up on some things. The question is, to the audience that I have, is that what is the biggest question you have? Been a lot of things are moving fast, a lot of moving parts. But is there an area now of concern that you have? What do you feel best about? What concerns you? It's okay. It's not perfect, and we're not going to know till we know. But I just, you know, I'll tell you one thing I can't wait to see. Ertz has got to be as healthy as he's been in quite some time. I think this brother is going to be fantastic. We've seen him against us, much to our dismay. But I just think he's going to be, I think he's going to be awesome. That's one of the guys I'm really, really, really high on. As much as the middle linebacker that we refuse to use his name because it's a layup. But for me, on it's Ertz. I really cannot wait and hope that he is health is on his side. How about Bosa? Can you believe that Bosa is hurt again with the Chargers?
It's every year.
No, seriously.
He's so good, but it's every year.
Yeah.
He gets hurt. It's awful.
Yeah, man. G from the shop, shout out. He just gave us some love. To Denton Day and also 757, Sonny Jurgensen, who just celebrated her birthday, and, of course, the great 42. I don't know if you've noticed on social now, but my guy Larry Brown getting a lot of love on social media. Larry Brown was one of my favorite players back in the day when I'm putting posters up in the bedroom. Brig Owens and Jerry Smith and you know, I'm looking at these guys and I'm going, man, look at that team, that 72 team. I just loved them, man. That team was, whew, it was crazy. How far do you go back when it comes to, well, I'll hold that. We got Dr. Sabah on the line. We'll get to her. I want to go back to your earliest Burgundy and Gold when you joined up. I want to get to that. But, Doctor, welcome. I thought I'd hear from you today when your guy was picked up by the Chargers. And congratulations on that. How are you?
Hey there, Doc. I'm happy for Dale. I think he's in a better spot where he might fit in a little better, because sometimes Herbert got that fasciitis and sometimes that re-aggravates, and I think he's with a good coach that'll use him well, unlike the coach we had here. Anyhow, I wanted to chime in. I was watching first of all, the thing I'm most concerned about, just curious about, is obviously the quarterback. Y'all keep telling me all these boxes he's checked. He hasn't played a down in the regular season, and he hasn't played more than two series in a row in the preseason. So that's my most concern. Secondly, I was watching the Tar Heels last night. Oh, my God, dog. Now I know the difference between an NFL quarterback and a non-NFL quarterback. And bless his heart, Brad Johnson, I don't know if you know, his son is our quarterback, and his other son is our tight end. But, boy, that quarterback, I'm rooting for him. He was horrible. He was just can't throw the ball. We had 23 yards passing, the lowest since 1993 in the first half. And poor thing, he busted his knee out later in the game. So the backup came in, and he was worse. And I miss Sam Howell, and I miss Drake May. Boy, we lost. At least it was Purdy. We can't throw the ball. And so I just wanted to shout out to actual quarterbacks who can do the job, because it's hard. But 2 years with Sam and Drake, and it's going to be a long season for my Tar Heels. I don't think we're going to be James Madison. So that's what I got to say, Doc.
Mac Brown, I'm proud of Mac. Mac was there when I was doing ACC, went to Texas, won a natty. He's back doing that, and one of my favorites. And well, hang in there, Doctor. Sound like you're in a rugged zone as we speak. It's tough playing the position. Then it is about as hard as any position to play in sports. It is... It is demanding, but at least he can hand the ball off. You can get a running game going. There are some alternatives to it, but if you can't throw it and you're trailing, you're in trouble. But I find it hard to believe that Carolina can attract talent. I mean, it's a big time university. That to me is a bit surprising. As we approach the 11 o'clock hour, update for you, Ben Standing. High noon, and the man with the hard drive that we all wish we had, Scott Jackson, at 12:35 here. This is the Kevin Sheehan Show. DOC, D-H-ing, Denton Day, the man who is taking on challenges. He's floating around social media right now. He took the big slap in the chest, and he didn't break down, and we didn't think he would. Denton Day right here with you, DOC. Hang on with us. We'll take a break, and we'll be back top of the hour.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.